In this moment, I open my heart. In this moment, I open my heart and receive all the love that's always surrounding me. In this moment, I open my heart.
Hello, dear ones. This is Tina Green, and I welcome you to the guided meditation for Lotus Wisdom. Before you get going, find yourself a comfortable place that you can sit and be uninterrupted. And then ask yourself, identify a question or an issue that has been on your heart and bring it into your mind so that you have it at the right time as we go into this meditation. So now, welcome to Lotus Wisdom. Sitting in the chair with your feet on the floor, take in a nice, deep, cleansing breath. See if you can breathe down deep into your belly. And as you exhale, begin to release the tension and the stress and the worries that were around you and in you just a few moments ago. This is a time for you. So allow yourself to fully engage in it. Your worries and your troubles, whatever is on your to-do list, it will all be there when you get back. I guarantee it. And then you can choose whether or not to pick it up again. So breathing deeply, feel your sits bones on the chair, your feet on the floor, and bring your awareness to the soles of your feet, to that place where your feet either meet your shoes or meet the floor, or if you're lucky, where your feet meet the earth. And imagine that you have roots growing from the bottoms of your feet all the way down deep into the earth. Let those roots go down deep, all the way to her core, and wrap around her center, and then make their way back up through the earth and up into your body through the soles of your feet. And imagine that earth energy coming all the way up into your body through your bones. So through your feet and your ankles, up your shin bones, to your knees, then to your thighs. And the energy circles around your hips and your pelvis, comes up through your spine, all the way to your shoulders, out your arms, down to your fingertips, and up your head and around your skull. And allow that earth energy to be what holds you up right now. So allow all of your muscles and your tendons, all of the rest of you, to melt around the strength of that energy that is running up through your bones. We so often think of gravity holding us down. But another way to look at it is the earth is holding us up. So in this moment, allow her to do the work. And then bring your awareness to the top of your head, to that place where babies' skulls have not yet grown together and it's soft, to the place of your crown chakra. And imagine it softening with each breath, And as it softens, it slowly starts to open. And in that instant when it opens, the light of your divine self is joined with the light of the universe, and the light of the divine and the cosmos that's always surrounding us. Whatever you call that energy, just allow yourself in this moment to be one with it. And that energy of the cosmos comes down into your body, and the earth's energy comes up through your feet, and they meet in your heart space. So bring your awareness there to your heart, wherever that is in your body. And rest in that place. And if for some reason it's hard for you to be in that place, that's fine. This is not a time for judging. It's simply a time for being. So if you cannot quite get into your heart space, just come up to it in your imagination and allow the edges to soften. Just lean into them. That's right. And with each breath, those edges become a little bit softer, and your heart expands a little bit more. And with each breath, it expands and it softens until you are surrounded by the energy of your divine love, of your divine self. This is where we look within, the first step of Lotus Wisdom. We look within and we open our hearts. So really allow your heart to open. Sometimes I like to think that I am falling into a great big down easy chair that I just sink into, and it holds up every part of me, and yet it's soft, and I can rest. This is the home of your wisdom here in your heart. It's always present, it's always here. Right there at the bottom of your breath. And so in the next step of Lotus, we trust our intuition. This is the time to bring that question that you had, that you brought into this meditation. Bring it into your awareness and speak it into your heart. I often simply ask here, what do I need to know in this moment? And then listen and be aware with those inside ears and the inside eyes, the ones, as Rumi says, that live inside your chest. Whatever comes up for you as you speak your question or your issue, do your best in this moment simply to hold it, to be aware of it, not to judge it, not to try to understand it or make sense of it. Simply hold it in the palms of your hand, in the space of your heart. Sometimes all that arises is a sense, maybe a word or a color, might be a symbol. Whatever it is, it's yours, and you can trust it. And as we're in this space, it's an opportunity to be curious, to seek to understand the gifts of this situation. Understanding the gifts is the fourth step of Lotus Wisdom. It is the opportunity to reframe whatever the issue is, whatever the challenge is, even whatever the hurt is, to reframe it as a place where wisdom and beauty reside, like the lotus pond that's dark and dirty and muddy, and yet lying in that mud is the seed of beauty that becomes the lotus flower. Lying in that mud is the seed of your own wisdom. So simply sit with that question. What is here for me to learn? What are the gifts here? And again, this is not a time for judging or for exercising your will or your rational mind. Simply be with whatever arises. It may not make sense in this moment, but I promise you it will make sense. Our task, our job is to keep paying attention and keep listening. And now you're in this place. The final step of Lotus Wisdom is to speak your truth, first to yourself, and then wherever and to whomever it is safe to do so. There is truth and wisdom here in your heart, and that truth and that wisdom will guide you. It is kind. It is compassionate. If the voice that you hear is mean or judging or in any way abusive or that makes you cringe inside or to grip inside, that is not your voice. So if that voice is speaking, simply say to it, "Not now. I am not in need of your advice or counsel. I am here to speak with my heart." And turn away from it in your mind's eye and turn back into your own heart space. And so we have looked within, opened our hearts. We are trusting our intuition, trusting our inner wisdom, our divine self. We are understanding the gifts in this moment and speaking the truth. And this is Lotus Wisdom. This practice can be done anywhere, anytime. It is simply a matter of going within and seeking out your own wisdom, asking for it. The divine does not interfere. So it will not yell at you. It will not try to get your attention directly. It will wait until you ask it, and then it will share itself with you. And Lotus Wisdom is a way of asking. It is a way of creating a new pathway in your brain, in your body, in your heart, a pathway to your own wisdom, which is present all the time. And so giving gratitude to your heart, thanking it for sharing its wisdom with you in this moment. Allow yourself another nice, deep, cleansing breath. And then start to return to this time and this place. Wiggle your toes. Roll your shoulders. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, very gently open your eyes And take a few minutes, if you can, to journal about what you experienced. And that may be simply writing down a few words that you want to remember. And then give yourself a nice big hug. Squeeze. Say thank you. And return to your day. Aho, and so it is.